1400 WOND, South Jersey's news talk leader. Download the free TuneIn Radio app and listen on your smartphone.
It's 11 o'clock from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton now locked in a race for the White House. Now that Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has endorsed Clinton, the war of words between Trump and Warren heating up.
Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren are in an all-out brawl. Donald Trump has been mocking her on the campaign trail for claiming she has Native American ancestors.
Pocahontas!
While Warren has launched blistering attacks against Trump.
A loud, nasty, thin-skinned fraud.
This war is now playing out on Twitter, where Trump has been saying Warren has a, quote, nasty mouth, and Warren has been telling Trump, quote, no, seriously, delete your account.
ABC's Mary Bruce reporting. We may learn more about the gunman who shot and killed singing pop star Christina Grimmie last night following her concert. Police in Orlando will hold a press conference this hour. The 22-year-old singer rose to fame on the talent show The Voice. In France, sirens. Soccer fans clashing ahead of today's Euro 2016 game in Marseille between England and Russia. Revelers throwing bottles and chanting, and riot police moving in and clearing the crowds. It's the second day of clashing for fans. Newly released court documents bringing more scrutiny on the California judge who sentenced a Stanford star swimmer to 6 months in jail for the sexual assault of an unconscious woman at a party.
Activists enraged by what they're calling a light sentence, delivering nearly a million signatures, fighting for the removal of the judge in the case. Turner's mother foresaw it all, writing to the judge before the sentencing that her son would be a target and all the publicity would be a death sentence for him, adding he'd have to register as a sex offender on the same level as a pedophile.
That was ABC's Eva Pilgrim reporting on the case. You're listening to ABC News.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Throughout my career, I've developed hundreds of innovative products. The most rewarding part has been creating the ones that make people's lives easier. That's what Cabbage does for small business owners. Cabbage has developed a simple and flexible way for business owners to get a line of credit of up to $100,000. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. There are no fees to set up your line, and you pay nothing until you take a loan. Cabbage has provided over $2 billion in funding to 80,000 small businesses. Cabbage customers use their line many times a year for marketing, hiring, inventory, or any business needs that come up. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and has been named a Forbes Top 100 company twice in a row. So visit Cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Make Cabbage your first resort for business funding.
Now.
News Talk 1400, WOND, South Jersey weather.
Partly sunny, warmer, more humid. Could be a couple of scattered thunderstorms today. Upper 70s along the shore, mid-80s on the mainland. A southerly wind today for a change. 10 to 15 miles an hour. Ocean temperature near 60. High UV index, safe sun time 20 minutes. High tide about 1:45 early this afternoon. Low tide in the 7 o'clock hour this morning and evening. There's a low risk of rip currents. In the Longport Media 24-hour weather center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skeldon.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
We've got slow driving as you come off of Route 55 onto the Delcy Drive. Further south on 47, delays as you make your way through Dennisville. Slow going on the Atlantic City Expressway from the airport down onto the parkway. Along the parkway, you're moving along just fine. No problems. The Black Horse Pike, the White Horse Pike are out along Route 9. This report brought to you by CC's Pizza. Can you believe it? CC's now has three stuffed crust pizzas. Original pepperoni, new pretzel, and new bacon stuffed. Try them all and your other CC's favorites for just $5 and change. It's the CC's Buffet. Just got better. Believe it. I'm John Butterworth for Radio You Can Depend On. News Talk 1400 WOND.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Newkirk from Newkirk Family Veterinarians. We greatly appreciate your confidence and trust. Here at Newkirk Family Veterinarians, we do both traditional medicine and surgery and take care of exotic pets such as birds and reptiles, and we also do alternative and holistic medicine. These are therapies such as chiropractic, herbal medicine, stem cell treatments, and ozone for cancer. If your pet is struggling with a chronic issue such as allergy or arthritis, oftentimes alternative medicine can help when traditional medicines have failed. Our physical therapy center is the only one of its kind in southeastern New Jersey, and we're proud of the many pets we've helped recover from serious injury or surgery. Nutritional counseling, grooming, cat boarding, surgery, in-house laboratory, Newkirk Family Veterinarians works hard for your trust. Serving South Jersey pets for over 30 years, I'm Dr. Mark Newkirk, wishing you and your pet all the best.
Call Newkirk Family Veterinarians and EHT, 645-2120. That's 645-2120.
Newkirk Family Veterinarians, winner of the Best of the Press contest for Best Veterinary Hospital for the fourth time.
Hey, I'm the future you. Listen, we regret not going out more. All we did was play video games against that guy from Indonesia. But we can fix this. TGI Fridays, dine and drink. Get a petite sirloin, cheddar mac and cheese, and a glass of wine. Or a juicy truffle stack burger, fries, and a margarita, all for just $12. By the way, that guy we beat from Indonesia, yeah, he was 11.
Pick a meal and a drink for just $12. Don't miss dine and drink, only at Fridays. Ending soon. Valid on select items only. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid at participating locations for a limited time while supplies last. Please drink responsibly.
On the road with the candidates. Connected by Priv Secure Smartphone by BlackBerry. Makers of the world's most trusted enterprise solutions at shopblackberry.com.
While most of the political attention has been focused on Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders, the Libertarian Party recently nominated former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson for president. The one-time Republican ran for president in 2012, and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is the Libertarian nominee for vice president. And that's On the Road with the candidates.
Glen Insurance wants to remind you that hurricane season is here. Here's a helpful tip to keep your family, home, and business safe from a major storm. Always have emergency supplies on hand, such as a battery-powered radio, flashlights, extra batteries, and water. Keep your medications and important documents on hand in case of evacuations, and have cash available in case ATM machines and banks are closed. For any type of insurance, think Glen. Glen Insurance, a true community partner for over 100 years. In Epsicon and Vineland and online at GlenInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Sean Riggin, Chief of Police for the Pleasantville Police Department. The Pleasantville Police Foundation is looking for area businesses interested in helping partner with us to make the summer better and safer for our children. Our foundation is essential in helping us fund projects that don't fall under any of our regular budgets. Right now, we're working on summer youth programs in an effort to make them available at no cost to the children of Pleasantville. If you think that you or your business might be able to help us with this project, please contact Ms. Deanne Johnson at 484-3649 or policefoundation at pleasantvillepd.org. That's 609-484-3649 or policefoundation at pleasantvillepd.org. With your help, we'll make this summer better and even safer for the children of our community.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Talking baseball.
They're talking baseball and everything else sports on the Betson Connection. South Jersey's original and longest-running sports talk program. Monday through Friday, 6:30 till 8 p.m. Exclusively on the news, talk, and sports leader of South Jersey, WOND. And listen in all summer as Chuck Betson has Philadelphia Phillies tickets to give away. You gotta be listening to win. That's the Betson Connection. Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8, right here. News Talk, 1400 WOND.
W-O-N-D.
A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
Hungry yet? It's Table for Two with Joe Massaglia on News Talk 1400 WOND.
Oh, yes, we're back. A bottle of red, a bottle of white, a bottle of Shanty, a bottle of Devil's Reach.
Bottle of Coastal and Evacuation.
Is that what you're opening now?
Yeah, this is my favorite beer that we
Coastal
did.
Evaluation.
Pale mm-hmm. Ale.
Evacuation.
Evacuation.
Double India Pale Ale.
Double India Pale Ale. Yeah, we're back. We're back at Joe's Table for two. Call us, 97-1100. Did we miss Paul and Brianna? He's nowhere to be found. Let's see if we can get Paul on the line. See what kind of stakes he carries at this place. Ryan, what are we opening here now? The Coastal?
Coastal Evacuation. So this is my favorite beer that we
Your
do.
Your favorite beer.
This is
beer.
A double IPA. In double. Fact, last year we won an award at a festival in Bend, Oregon. And
ooh,
Bend, Oregon
the aroma.
Is the home of hoppy beers. So for a couple of Jersey guys to send our beers out west to the home of IPAs and win silver is like pretty flattering for us. So the smell of this beer, it's all about the hop flavor. So there's lots of citrus, lemon, pine flavors that you get out of it.
I taste that.
Mm-hmm.
And the aroma. Is that what you would call it, aroma on a beer, or you would call it on wine? I know you have certain terminology with beer. I don't know if that's applied.
We speak simple in beer.
Simple.
It's yummy.
Is
it yummy or not yummy?
This is not
yummy.
Yummy.
What do you think, Ray?
It's wonderful.
Is it yummy?
Great. It is yummy.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So IPAs right now are the most popular craft beer style.
And they're the,
so I'm sure you see
the,
at your store.
Are they the highest in alcohol or the lowest?
They can be. It depends. It really depends. So a particular style can range from 3% all the way up to 15%.
And what is this one?
You don't want to look. It's about 8.5% alcohol.
So the higher percentage of alcohol, the more the beer could age as well and be kept, like you were saying earlier, the days, depending if it's refrigerated or not. But if I have a beer that is up to the 13 or so, sometimes it's good a year later.
Yeah, some beers that are designed to age, they'll let you know.
Okay.
So our beers that we have in front of us here, the Devil's Reach, the Coastal Evacuation, and Soda Swap, they're not necessarily designed to be aged.
To be aged.
We have a beer series that's coming out called The Keel. Or it's called the Stowaway Series, but our first beer that we're releasing very soon is called The Keel. And it's a large bottle, almost like a wine bottle, and that's designed to be aged. Yeah, it has to be the right alcohol content. And also like the right hop content, because the hop profile will actually change as the beer gets older. So it'll actually dissipate a little bit. So you have to keep
that
in
mind. So do you use the hops fresh or are they dried?
The hops are pelletized. If you ever get the opportunity to go and see how the whole hop process works, it's really fascinating. So these big ranches, and then they collect the hops, and then they'll dry them out into a certain humidity. Dry aged, if you will. Then they'll process them. They'll pelletize them and then put them into nitrogen-filled sacks. And that way, they're able to keep for the whole year. So harvest is in September, October.
So they would be good to put in your bunker in case the world comes to an end.
Exactly. Right? If the world comes to an end and you still want to brew beer, that's pretty essential.
I want to ask, now that we're tasting the beer, we're doing all this charcuterie, I want to ask Ray, when it first started 30 years ago, right? In 70.
40 years ago.
Yes. What am I saying? 30. 77, right?
76.
76. So that's 40. You're getting married. You're opening a business 40 years later. A lot of things happen in 40 years.
That's
so how
true.
Did you see yourself, the growth of your company? You started with the butcher shop, and then now you have all your family involved. Your brother,
yes.
Anthony, is involved.
Yes. My brother's my partner. My son,
your partner.
My nieces, my son-in-law. So,
family.
It's a family business. But I'm not sure you really see or are able to look at in the future of where you're going. It just happens day to day. Each day we come to work, we put our best foot forward. We try to make sure we give our guests what they expect, and the business naturally grows as long as you have that passion. And the most important thing, as you mentioned and Ryan mentioned, is your people. Your people are the engine that really run, help you to run your facility. And, keeping an open mind, keeping your ears open and listening to those folks is really the best thing you can do as an owner.
But again, we need a good general to lead the army to the victory point.
And you have to have vision.
Mm-hmm. And that's correct. I was just going to say that's why I brought you on the show today, the vision. Your vision had to be like anyone that is successful in business, any operator, you had a vision. And I know you got your first break with a big break with the government supplying the meat to the government.
Yes.
You were doing business with them.
Yes, in the early 90s.
When
the first Gulf War broke out, we had the opportunity to serve the U.S. military men in Kuwait. And we very quickly went from one container, which is a 40,000-pound container every 90 days, to 200 containers per week.
Oh, my God.
So you can imagine the ramp-up period.
All
so
this, various cuts? All
various items that we manufacture, as well as all the other manufacturers in the country, like Unilever and Campbell's and Kellogg's. So they would ship their product to us. We would consolidate it, make sure that
and
we
did the distribution.
We did the distribution. So
amazing.
We were very proud of that, to be able to support the military. And, you know, it's to this day, we get letters from military people all over the world who've gotten the product and have thanked us. And,
unbelievable.
And actually, we should be thanking them because they're real heroes here.
That so that's is, how you started with see, the government regulations and
yes.
getting
and,
because you said that right. you for your for the countries you go to or with your clients, you handle all the government regulatory issues in each country that you go to.
That's correct. And everyone is different. So that entry into working with the government, with our armed forces, gave us the opportunity now to work with all the chains all over the world and make sure that those same regulations are followed whichever country we go into.
Amazing. And a credit to you and your staff.
Thank you.
If I may, I would like to take a call from our dear friend Walt, the owner of War Pastry in Ocean City, and my partner in crime.
Oh, bad partner in crime.
Bad partner. Hey, hello,
Walt.
Mr. Chopin. How are you?
Hey, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You should come and pay me a visit over here. We have an incredible amount of food, charcuterie. Maybe you want to bring us one of those scrapple pies.
Oh, that sounds really good. Really
I tell you what. We should have the beer from Kemme Brewery at the Rastelli store and your scrapple pie.
That would be good
yes.
together.
World Pastry in Ocean City, the only one Ocean City bakery for the past 80 years. You should have your product over there. Absolutely.
The only thing better than a scrapple pie is down in a pint of mop water. How's that?
Now we're talking.
And a nice ribeye on the grill, huh? What's happening in Ocean City? What's happening at Ward? I can smell the aroma from here.
It's funny. I opened up the store this morning, and we had 7 people waiting outside when we opened the front doors, and 2 of them were riding bicycles by and didn't even know we were here and just followed the smell in.
See that? I always say that.
Morning, and they just smelled it and zoned in on us.
Oh, that, my goodness.
It's funny you mentioned that. That's what happened this morning. It's summertime over here. I'll tell you, it's great. We're real busy, and everybody's out bopping around and doing whatever they do in the summertime. So it's a good day to be over here.
And everyone that listened to the show by now, they know that Walt and I, very good friend, and we used to be partner in crime with Ed Itzel as well. Is that right, Walt?
The Three Musketeers.
Just like the other day when we went up to...
That's right. We went to see...
up to Rastelli's up there, and what a place that is. I'll tell you, that was a really nice place. I loved it.
You were tell me the truth, and I know you were shocked, correct?
It was not what I was expecting. It was over the top, I'll tell you.
There you go.
When we were leaving, I took a picture and I posted it up on my Instagram, and I got all these comments from some friends of mine that live in that area, how much they love that place, and I got in trouble for not stopping by while I was up there, but it was definitely worth the ride. Not what I was expecting. It was way beyond that. So not
that
the
incredible.
Place to go while you're hungry.
Yes. Well, that's we don't have to butter up Ray because we're not buttering him up. We're just telling the truth, and with Joe Masada, there's no buttering up. We're just telling the people the truth. That's why we talk about businesses, restaurants, and places that we truly believe they deserve our patting in the back. And you are one of the guys that speaks its mind. The world just tells you right how it is when we go out. And I like to have his opinion as well, you know. So, Walt, this week, what's up? We're going to see Mark and have a great burger over there.
That sounds good. We're getting ready. I'm going to have a busy week, but we got to get up to see Mark. But,
yes.
We got everything grads and dads next weekend of all Father's Day and all our graduations are coming up. So we got a busy week here at the bakery with lots of cakes and
Walt, do you have anything special, any specially designed graduation cookies or anything?
Not necessarily cookies. We do a lot of picture cakes, like with the graduation cakes and the caps and diplomas and stuff like that and off-to-college cakes, that kind of stuff. So
with dollar signs on, I'm sure.
And this is a...
Look at it like that, but yeah.
This is a baker that bakes 2,000 pounds of cookies a day during the holidays.
Wow. We do go through some cookies, yeah.
Yes. Walt, let's tell everyone where you're located. 730 Asbury Avenue in Ocean City. No need for the address. Just follow the aroma of the bacon when you cross the bridge. If you're on the boardwalk, and you also have another place now at the end of the boardwalk, correct?
Riva,
who was that?
14th Street on the side of Bob's
15th
Grill.
Street. And call him at 399-1260 and tell Joe Stable for two. Send you, maybe you get a free, butter cookie, right?
Yeah, we can do a free butter cookie.
Scrapper pie or whatever. Well, thank you. Nice talking to you. We'll keep in touch.
Okay, take care, Joe, and everybody have a really good day.
Thank you so much. Before we go to Bob Miller, which is on the line telling us some of the goodies and wine that we go with this beautiful food, Vince. Oh, my goodness. Is this Vince from Mamma Mia's?
Yes.
Vince, how are you? Thank you for calling.
Good, Joe. How are you?
What's cooking today? What Mamma Mia's? Was cooking last night, actually? We had a great compliment. By the way, I carry your meats.
Yes. Thank you.
And what did you have, that sirloin? How did you make that sirloin steak?
We had a New York sirloin, and we had what they call pepperonata in Italian. It's like a pepper, onion, garlic, and basil sauté on top.
I have no idea what they made last night.
I just made pepperonata last weekend for dinner with friends.
There you go.
Did you come up with that recipe? Bistecca pepperonata.
Right.
A buddy of mine texted me, and he sent me the picture of this steak when it came out on the plate. And he says, "This is a great steak I'm having at Mamma Mia. It's probably one of the better ones." I says, "Yeah, you know, it's not cheap. Well, let me tell you, but we charge."
You have Rastelli Meats there, and I got to tell you, I've been using his meats for years, and I'll tell you, there's nothing better.
That's right. We're not again telling you because last night this guy texted me, and he's a meat lover. We go to Pita Luga together. We travel, and he sent me the picture right when it was served. And I text him back. 5 minutes later, he sent me the picture with an empty plate. I said, "Whoa, that must have been good. That must have been good."
So will it be on the menu again?
It is. Actually, we have it on the menu, right? We changed from the ribeye to the sirloin. And we still have to tweak the recipe, Vince, but I'm sure I come up with some ideas. If not, I go to the Sears catalog and I get the recipe, you know.
Hey, we're competing with Peter Luger's.
There you go. Hey, Vince, thanks for calling in. Vince from Mamma Mia's. We always give the recipe. We used to give the recipe with Ed, you know. We did all of that. But now it's Vince on the...
I had another one of your wonderful Anapasta salads this
week. That's right.
The best one in South Jersey, if not the world.
With the fried polenta.
By the way,
if you are at the restaurant right now, you see a few pieces of the sweet lemon polenta in the fryer, which I was supposed to deep fry and bring them in this morning. on this, so they're still there, but it's all right.
I was counting on those.
I know. I was going to bring it for you. I forgot all about when I went to open. All right, Vince, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. I see you later.
Okay, Joe.
And let's just go on and take Bob Miller from Canal. Hello, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
I couldn't be better right now. Guess what? I'm having a glass, of course, of this beautiful beers from the Cape May Brewery, but the wine that I brought in, I thought it would go well, is the Brico delle Ciliegie. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah.
From the Roero Arnesia.
Oh, that is such a beautiful wine.
I'll
tell you, I know you love their Brachetto.
Brachetto is great, yes.
They've been out of stock. I've been ordering it every week, and they keep telling me they don't have any. So as soon as that's in, I'll have some bottles of that for you.
That's my favorite. So what's the week, the wine of the week that could go very well with a nice Rastelli sirloin or... The tomahawk ribeye, my God, how heavy is that tomahawk ribeye? 20?
That whole tomahawk's about 52
ounces. I don't know what it is about my palate. I'm sorry,
Bob, we were chatting. What was it again?
I was just going to say, you know, when it gets cold out, for some reason I stopped drinking a lot of Spanish reds. I drink them mostly in the summer.
Okay.
Then when it gets warm out, I start grilling again. Mm-hmm. I'm right back to the Spanish Reds, all the Monastrells, Garnachas,
right.
And we got in a couple of really nice smaller producers. Mm. One in particular that I'm hoping to get back in stock early this week, from Ribera del Duero. Mm. 100% Monastrell. It is just to die for. It's dense, it's inky, it's got some great acidity, but also has some nice bright fruit to it. So, and it's like $11 a bottle. So you can buy one for the steak
about wine
in the fridge, and you can buy one for yourself to drink.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, so
I am.
Yeah, Spanish Reds, like it's hot out. I think they're the way to go.
I'm gonna be by after the show because I got a little shopping list to do. So I see. Are you at the store today?
I'm actually off today.
Oh, you are.
I'm in there.
All right,
pretty
much
open to close tomorrow.
Very good. Very good. Then I catch up with you tomorrow.
But just mention you heard me on the show, and you get 10% off your wine order. And stop by this week. We got some changes. I'm going to be there a lot more than I've been.
Very good.
So,
Bob, this is Natalie. Are you still carrying a good selection of the dry Rieslings?
Oh, we have some wonderful Rieslings. I just brought in a new one from a different importer, and we just brought it in, so the name escapes me, but it's got a black label. It's about $16-17 a bottle. It's like bone dry, but just so much stone fruit.
Great.
Great acidity. Really light, very lively.
Well, I bought my first dry Riesling at your store a few years ago, and I'm hooked now, so you have a good...
I think they're neat, especially if you're... getting wines from the Alsace region, they play tricks on you. They make you think they're sweeter than they actually are, and then you look at the alcohol content, you just learn, man, this is bone dry. So those are kind of interesting wines, and that's kind of what this one's like.
Great. I'll look for it.
Thank you, Bob. Nice
Thank
talking
you so
to
much,
you.
I'll talk to you soon.
We'll catch up. That's Bob from Canal Liquor Store on Fire Road and Tilton. Pay them a visit. Mention Joe's Table for Two. Get yourself a 10% discount and a lot of bourbon tasting going on over there. That's why Joe is gaining weight, because he's drinking bourbon every day now. Thank you, Bob. All right. Natalie, while we thank Ray Rastelli is here, we're covering the whole show with Ray, but we would like to thank, of course,
Joe's Table for Two radio show is made possible in part by support from U.S. Food.
That's right.
If you need anything related to food and beverage, think of U.S. Food Service and call 1-800-336-3313. And special thanks to Danielle Marighi and Ed Custer and Bob Hennigan.
Of course, Bob
Hennigan. And,
of
course, your friend and expert lawyer, the law firm of Paul D'Amato. Paul is a certified civil trial lawyer specializing in representing victims of all types. Accident, including contractual, product liability, and pharmaceutical litigation. For almost 40 years, he's been our top lawyer in the area, and he's a great supporter of causes in the region.
Not only.
So call him for any needs at 926-3300.
And he's Paul. Everyone knows Paul. He was related to this Kenny D'Amato.
Yeah.
The 500 Club. My goodness, he had some story to tell us when he was on the show. And we will have him back on the show. Nancy Adler, of course, our nutritionist. She cannot call in today, but she told me to please mention her name. Anything. Right. Today, Nancy, I could use your suggestion here. I know I took my pressure pill, my Benicar, and some Crestor for the cholesterol, but...
Well, I will tell Nancy you've done a good job today.
I've done a good job, Nancy.
Yes. Only two pieces each
Only
of salami
two pieces of
and
salami.
Cheese. But Only you, two pieces of French toast.
But if you need to trim your weight, the waist, and you have concern about your health, our local nutritionist and sponsor as well is Nancy Adler. Call her at 653-4900 and tell her that Joe Table for Two sent you. Maybe you get I don't know what you can get, but then you figure something out.
A recipe for one of her great smoothies.
That's right. And I tell you what, today would be a good day to have also one of my great sponsors here is Randall Bakery. Randall Bakery, which are established for the past 107 years in town, Ducktown. He is truly a leader in the area. He makes
He's been baking for me for 30 years since the first day I opened. Still bring his bread. And I would love to have some of his bread right now with
that.
This.
Yes.
They would be perfect. So, Steve, if you're listening, you'll be on very soon. But his bread's a second to none, if not the best, anywhere around. So the oldest original bakery in Atlantic City, located at 111 Mississippi Avenue. And for the love of bread, there you go. Call Steve Random himself at 345-6678. And you won't be disappointed. They export,
they ship their breads.
Their bread, right, part baked, and incredible.
Right.
Going back to the studio now here, and I'd like to ask Ray about a few things. Are we going up for a break? 11:30 break? Oh, my goodness. 10 seconds? 9? 2-1, we're going. All right.
A 22-year-old musician who found fame on TV's The Voice. Didn't ever care for me. Christina Grimmie gunned down in front of her fans as she was signing autographs after her concert in Orlando. Her brother tackled the gunman who shot himself during the struggle. Police today have not released the name of the suspect. They say that he was armed with two guns and a knife. Orlando Police Chief John Mina.
It does appear that he came here to commit this crime.
And had planned to return home after the attack, police searching social media for a motive. Donald Trump softening his message. His newly modified slogan, Make America Great Again for Everybody, his more inclusive slogan after leaders in his own party called out Trump for racist comments. In France, a second day of clashes at the Euro 2016 soccer games. Fans throwing bottles at police, slamming other fans with chairs. All of this happening before today's match in Marseille between England and Russia. Dave Packer, ABC News.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
Tie-ups on the AC Expressway, and traffic is sponsored by CC's Pizza. On the Atlantic City Expressway eastbound between the airport and the Garden State Parkway, you will find delays for volume. For those on the Garden State Parkway, we're not seeing any major accidents or heavy delays. Black Horse Pike and White Horse Pike, so far so good. As far as 347 goes southbound between Narrows Road and the 47 split, you will find delays, as well as from 47 southbound from 347 and down to Petersburg Road. In Mays Landing, Route 40 is blocked due to a down pole at Mill Street, Route 50, and in Estelle Manor, Cape May, New Jersey, Route 50 southbound. The Tuckahoe River Bridge closed for construction, and that is until 4 p.m. Not seeing any issues on Avalon Boulevard, and Shore Road and New Road look good, as well as Margate Boulevard. Can you believe it? CC's now has 3 stuffed crust pizzas, original pepperoni, new pretzel, and new bacon stuff. Try them all. And your other CC's favorites for just 5 and change. The CC's buffet just got better. Believe it. I'm Michelle Taylor for Radio You Can Depend On, News Talk 1400 WOND.
Millions of Medicare patients with cancer and other serious illnesses count on Medicare Part B for access to their doctors and breakthrough medical treatments. That's why Senator Cory Booker has fought to protect the quality of Medicare Part B for New Jersey seniors. And when the government recently tried to force radical changes to this life-saving program, Senator Booker answered the call again. New Jersey seniors want their doctors, not government bureaucrats, directing their treatment. Local clinics across New Jersey need to remain open so seniors don't have to travel long distances or be forced into hospitals for their care. Now, 250 bipartisan members of Congress and hundreds of patient and provider groups are calling on the government to withdraw this dangerous experiment. Call Senator Cory Booker at 202-224-3224 and thank him for protecting New Jersey seniors. Urge him to keep fighting until the harmful Medicare Part B experiment is withdrawn. Paid for by Community Oncology Alliance.
Does your money matter to you? I hope it does. But what if you don't know much about money or investing? You don't have to take some sort of night course or read a lot of books or go to some seminar. All you need to do to get started is to make yourself a sandwich this Saturday at noon. Sit down in your kitchen and tune in to News Talk 1400 WOND for a new show, Your Money Matters, hosted by me, Brendan Canavan, registered investment advisor with Royal Alliance. Your money will thank you.
WOND Pleasantville.
Most people know about white Burgundy, and even Sancerre from the Loire Valley. But few people are enjoying much white Bordeaux. Well, this is John Mahoney for A Table for Two with a weekend wine tip for your warm weather wine drinking. When you say Bordeaux, most people think of all the great red wines they make to pair with lamb chops and other red meats. But Bordeaux also makes white wines. It's only about 10% of their production, but well worth the money. White Bordeaux is made from Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc grapes. It's refreshing and pairs not only with seafood, but it's great with chicken and veal dishes, too. Great examples cost $50, but you can get very good examples for under $20. Sauternes and Barsac are sweet white Bordeaux wines made for or as a dessert. But all other white Bordeaux, especially those from the Graves area and the Entre de Mer, will satisfy all your summer white wine needs. Now, this is John Mahoney in New Jersey Wine Radio suggesting that you try some white Bordeaux as soon as possible, and you'll increase all your dining pleasures in Vino Veritas.
You're listening to Table for Two with Joe Massaglia on News Talk 1400 WOND.
You got me with that Papa di Pomodoro, eh, with Rita Pavone. All right, thank you very much. We're back. Now, my question to Ray before we went to the break, as I were tasting the beer here from Ryan Krill, the Cape May Brewery, oh my goodness, this is definitely a nicer one than I like this one. I like the Devil's Red. I like this one. This
Devil's
is more
Reach.
Of my...
That's more me.
With a steak, I would go with that one.
My favorite one way to drink beer is with chocolate cake, with chocolate icing, at a picnic table in the summer. If you've never done it,
how about that?
Have a this Devil's Reach style beer with chocolate cake, with chocolate frosting.
I got to try that.
You guys hit on something.
I learned in my first days, I worked at Hershey for many years, and chocolate, of course, is my thing.
She's the
chocolate queen. It's that and a beer. Mm-hmm. The best summer dessert ever.
Food pairings are no longer just with wine anymore.
Correct.
People do tons of food and beer pairings, and it's so exciting.
I was pairing beer before it was fashionable.
Here's a fun fact. There are more flavor profile possibilities with beer than there are wine.
Yes. Definitely.
That might be hearsay for some.
Oh, yes.
It's true with all the different ingredients you can use.
Right.
It's not just limited to four ingredients.
Well,
do you do anything with peach?
We don't do peaches, but we do partner with the Department of Agriculture and their Jersey Fresh program. So we make the only two Jersey Fresh beers in the state of New Jersey.
Which ones are they?
Our Honey Porter. So we use a local apiary here in South Jersey. I'm sure we could get much cheaper honey elsewhere, but we like to use this apiary.
From Petersburg?
They're outside of Vineland.
Okay.
And then the other one is a new beer we just did, Beets by May. So we worked with Formosano Farms and, again, the Department of Agriculture. Beets by May, so a beet beer.
Beet beer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Red, yellow.
We'll use red and yellow. We had to use a combo so it doesn't look like blood.
Oh, my
How
gosh.
About that?
That'd be a Halloween beer, though.
Great idea.
And before we go back to Ray, I want to take a quick call from, is this Dean? Hello, Dean?
Hello, Giuseppe.
Oh, my partner in crime again. All my partner in crimes are calling in today.
Remember the name of the beer, the drink.
I know. Hey, Dean.
Hey.
Guess what?
What a great show today. Two of my favorite things, craft beer and Rastelli's.
Okay.
All right.
Dean, I was just telling Ray, we were at a little, our usual Friday evening gathering for you know, celebrating the end of the week and talk about whatever goes on. But we usually try to get together 1 hour for a quick cocktail. And last night, and it's starting to catch on, this drink. We came up with a name for this drink that we're going to have on the refreshing drink that you were telling me, 3-2-1. 3 ounces of Aperol, which is the Italian orangey kind of liqueur, like a Campari, but
it's a bitter.
Not as bitter. It's like an orange liqueur base.
Like a Campari,
they use it in spritzes.
And then 2 ounces of the... 2 ounces of the Prosecco.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, it's actually the opposite. It's 3 ounces Prosecco. Or
3 ounces of Prosecco.
Two of the Aperol and 1 of soda water.
And let me tell you, and a slice of orange. So we're going to call it the Ray Dean cocktail.
it's a really wonderful cocktail.
How's your week going, Dean?
Good. Very good, thanks. I'm enjoying the show today. Restelli is one of my I take about a one-hour drive there once every 3-4 weeks to take a
Jesus.
Shot.
Thank you, Dean. And we're going to go together.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we're going to shop there and take care of what's the what's Dean is becoming a very, very good trained chef.
Wonderful.
He calls me, says, what's in this, what's in that? Isn't he becoming our master of a matriciana sauce?
When is his party that we're all invited to?
And guess what, Dean? The party's going to be very soon. I was at Ray's place, Restelli, the other day.
Uh-huh.
One of the very few places that I could have bought the guanciale, which is the cheek of the pig. And that's what you really need to make the true amatriciana.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I always told you, if you find guanciale, which is impossible to find, I went to Bruno's in Chestnut Street. I went to, you can find it. Ray has it in his showcase. So I was going to grab it and make you the real matriciana, but that's all right. That's, we can do it with pancetta. That's fine.
Oh, no.
So, Dean, what are you cooking this week? What are you doing? I know you're planning a little. Speaking about the brewery, Dean is planning a little party at the. They're making a. Who's making a beer for you right now?
Let me tell you a little bit about this. So, and it tails into the beer, the craft beer. So
yeah.
I am connected with the Ocean City Nor'easters PDL soccer team. And
that's right.
We're very excited. We have our own craft beer being launched. And the initial party is this Thursday, and it's at the Tuckahoe Brewery.
Mm. Wow! But we got to think of something.
Nor'easter Ale for our team, the Ocean City Nor'easters. And from on Thursday night from 7 to 10 will be the party, and it's over in it's on English Creek Avenue. If anybody wants to come out,
right?
And as I understand it, you're going to make some food for the party too.
Sure. I'll make some amatriciana pies. How's that? Some. That's whatever. We'll figure something out for that evening. Dean, where are you traveling today? It's a beautiful day for a ride.
I just wanted to call and say hello.
Thank you.
If anybody's interested on that Nor'easter Ale Party, it's Thursday.
Very good.
7 to 10.
Very good. Thank you very much for calling in, Dean.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Catch up with you soon. Take care. And while we're on the air to promote, I'd like to remind everyone that this Wednesday, the 15th, we're going to be at the Great Bay Country Club and promoting that bar and tavern to go for the Hero Campaign.
Correct. We spoke about that last week.
Yes, we had them on the show last week, Cindy Bowles, and we definitely want to be part of that and promote that. What a great day.
We're inviting the bar owners and restaurant owners to
owners,
come. I think it's at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock on June 15. If you want to be part of this great take, call us at 626-3880. And it would be nice to see you there. Great course. Mazio, 641-6608. And if you want to have the best of the best with produce, incredible in the area. And, of course, Restelli would be if we were in Cherry Hill or Marton or Berlin out there. But down here, Matthew does a great job.
I was just there this week.
The produce there.
My basket was full.
Basket is full. They ship all over. They have everything under the sun in that store, and especially good produce. So,
And they carry burrata.
And they carry burrata along with a lot of other things. Right. But give them a call at 641-6608. Going back to the studio, Ray has to tell me about the overall organization that covers from the store, the meats, but we have plenty more. You have 30 chefs. That's incredible when you hire 30 chefs.
in our Marlton store, we truly are a foodie destination. So everything in our store is made homemade. It's called Market Fresh because there are no buffet lines where you're gonna trough your food out of. Everything is made fresh specifically for you. And that's very important for us. So it's in the name.
How many seafood deliveries do you get? Daily?
Hourly? So that's a great question. So we get seafood in twice a day from our own seafood company. So obviously in our processing plant, we do meat And we do seafood. So we have a 110,000-square-foot processing plant that we service over 10,000 restaurants in this Delaware Valley area. And, of course, we service our own store there in Marlton. So twice a day, seafood is brought up as it comes in and brought straight to our store there in Marlton.
Wow.
Now,
and,
that is fresh.
That is fresh. We've got live lobster tanks and live oyster and mussel and clams tanks. So we want to make sure everything is fresh, and that's the most important thing about the food.
See, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, and, you know, I'm sure you travel from Cape May to Maine. That's where Natalie's going to be next week.
Yes, I can hardly
And
wait.
I gave her a few places to go and eat.
You did.
Great lobsters.
Algonquit.
Algonquit, Perkins Cove, Lobster Shack. Still have to remember the name of that guy, but it's coming to me. But if you're here, you don't have to go to Algonquit to get a good lobster or Maine. You just go to the store in 73 at Ray Rastelli, and you're going to see these lobster tanks, this incredible show with the seafood. And as we you just heard, twice a day delivery cannot be any fresher than that.
I've never heard that anywhere else.
Unbelievable.
Really?
That's wild. Well, it's beneficial when you have your own seafood company.
Oh, that helps.
So you can do that, right?
Yes.
That helps. It does help.
I know a lot of the local seafood places get daily, but yes, twice
do.
A day.
Yes. You do catering as well?
We do. We have a full line of, with 30 chefs, we keep them busy, certainly,
right.
with catering on-premise, off-premise catering. So we're excited about that.
What about your gift boxes?
Well, the gifting program for us is really one of the most exciting things we do. As I mentioned, our RastelliMarket.com, if you go on there, you'll be able to see all the different gifts that we do. And our gift crates, other than gift baskets, you know, we wanted to differentiate ourselves. And our gift crates are in these beautifully handcrafted crates that we get as much compliments about the crates as we do what's
I
in
know.
The crates.
And Joe's going to post a picture on his on his Facebook.
So we've really excited about what we've been able to accomplish with that in the past couple of years, and the gift giving we're right around Father's Day again, so you'll see not just the gift crate, but if you want your dad to have a great box of steaks or some lobster tails or something, you'll see hundreds of gifts that we can actually ship for you with your special greeting to whoever it might be anywhere in the country.
So please, if anyone there loves Joe's Table for Two that much and want to send me a nice Father's Day gift, be free
if
to Joe's call
children
Joe
are
Rastelli's. I mean, Ray Rastelli, and send me a nice box. And if I want to be picky, I would rather have the tomahawk.
Is it going to fit in there?
Break
it in half.
52 ounces. I says, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like that. When we go to Pinaluga, we have the porterhouse. It's 40-some ounces, and, of course, it's one. It's for two, but it's for one. And I hardly can finish that any longer. But the fact that and then you have the dry age, which if you see them on the dry aging window, it's like you gotta clean them. There's a percentage of waste, and that's why the meat prices are a little bit higher on the dry age, but there's nothing like it. So they showed me the dry age in the case, and there was no trace of that brown
the aging process.
Aging process, which could be bad if you taste that.
That's very critical when you dry age a product. When you finally then we pull it out of the dry age room to cut it for our guests, we have to make sure that all that outer drying is off of that steak. And you know, dry aging is really somewhat of an acquired taste, almost like wine or special beers. It's a much nuttier, deeper flavor in that beef.
Nothing like it.
If you've typically had a wet age product and you're going to go to a dry age product, expect a different taste completely.
That's it, Joe. We need a dry-age tasting on a show sometime.
It would be nice. Yeah.
And we do that often at the store.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
oh, great.
So we introduce
great.
Customers to those different flavor
Wonderful.
Profiles.
I also like to mention about how Rastelli got involved with the packing of some of the product that are now nationally known. And some of these products were showcased at the Shark Tank.
Yes.
The very
yes.
well-known
television
show, and we all know about the rich and famous lifestyle, and the guys at the Shark Tanks are financing some new ideas,
Correct.
All these
mm-hmm.
great ideas. So years ago, we had these three brothers.
Well,
three friends.
Yeah, we were three friends. We've actually had the opportunity to be on Shark Tank twice.
Right.
The first time was actually with an NFL football player by the name of Al Bubba Baker. He played for 13 years in the NFL. created a boneless baby back rib, and he has actually got a patent on it. Well, he went on Shark Tank, and he was partnered with Damon John, and they tried to bring it. Though it was a great product, they couldn't really get it into commerce. They couldn't understand how to physically create that product in an industrial environment and finally distribute it and get it through the country. So my son took that project on, did a great job, took about a year to get to figure out how to do it economically. And now we are actually partners with Damon and with Bubba on creating, it's called Bubba Q's Boneless Baby Back Ribs. It's the only boneless baby back rib you will find anywhere because it is a patented product. So we had the opportunity to go on Shark Tank with that, which was a lot of fun.
A television star in a radio studio.
Yeah.
Can we get that product in your store?
You can, yes, that product's in our stores.
And tell us about the other product that you also have.
Yes, so
for the jerks.
Yes, so the other product we had the opportunity to get on Shark Tank with was an organization called Three Jerks, and we all know beef jerky is a really hot commodity,
very
especially
hot commodity,
with
yes.
beer. You know, when we do tastings at our store with beer, we always pair them with beef jerky and different types of jerky. Well, this particular jerky, these gentlemen made out of filet mignon. Very similar case, though. They figured it. They understood how to make a great product, but they didn't understand how to get it into commerce, didn't understand how to produce it economically enough for the consumer to be able to buy it. So it took about 3 or 4 months for us to figure that out. And today, my son and I and our organization are partners with Damon again and the Three Jerks folks in bringing this Three Jerks beef jerky to market. And it's the only beef jerky made out of filet mignon. And I actually refer to it as steak in a bag. Yeah, it's wonderful.
It is.
It's not. It's not the typical beef jerky that
is
tough and tight and pull. It's really tender.
Well, I wonder if Joe would go on Shark Tank. What kind of an idea would come up with? I know I have the connection with Ray, so he would definitely pack. You know, I don't know.
We'll do anything you'd like, Joe.
It
you
might
know
be
that.
An Italian
one
IPA.
Of these days, I tell you what.
There you go.
I'm gonna throw my towel. I'm gonna go and work for Ray and be the butcher, the head butcher.
You could be the celebrity chef in the center of the store.
Oh, you're going to have to build a big stage, though. The last time I did a food show for Kitchen Capers many, many years ago, I was promoting my cooking stone, the import that I had from Europe. So I go to Kitchen Caper in Morristown, and they set me up. I had an audience of about 100 people in my PR company there. And they had this new stove block, the radiant heat gas, but the glass top. It says, are you sure that this is going to take the heat? Because the stone is going to be up to 700-800 degrees. No problem. 2,000 degrees. We're good. So I'm cooking away.
Crack.
This stone was so hot, it cracked the cooking top in 1,000 pieces. There were flame up in the air. They evacuated the store. The fires. The
you
fire
may not want to hire him.
So,
right?
That's a great show.
I would wait a second before you hire. I would put something on fire. All right.
Ryan, do you have any Father's Day specials?
Yeah, I was going to now go back to Ryan, see what are we doing
absolutely.
For Father's Day?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we have a whole store that has anything beer related. So if you know your father loves craft beer, glasses, hats, t-shirts, bottle openers, it's really cool. It's a really great experience coming down there and being able to
can
see all the different things.
Can someone purchase a gift certificate at the brewery for the gift shop?
Yeah, we have gift certificates, and we can everything that we sell in the store, with the exception of beer, we have online at our website at katemaybrewery.com.
Mm-hmm. Your latest steak is called the Moon Cusser?
Latest beer, yeah. So, again, we've done 26 different beers in 26 weeks. So this is like
26 weeks.
A lot of different creativity. So the latest one that we did was Moon Cusser Pilsner. So it's a new light pilsner. A lot of people come into the brewery and they'll say, hey, I'm not a big fan of craft beer or I'm new to it. So this is the gateway beer is what we like to call it.
The gateway beer.
So it's very light. It's a very light pilsner. It's almost like, Dad's Budweiser, but way better.
So here we have paired a nice show today, Natalie. I'm so glad that you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be with
you in
person.
We have the great food from Rostelli's, wonderful beer, and we'll be supporting. David, go. I actually asked him to call in, but yes, as a matter of fact, I'm still looking for my picture on the paper with Chefs at the Shore.
Oh, but Rostelli's going to be participating.
Yes, we support them completely at the aquarium show on the 23rd.
We have, 100 and some chefs over there that day. Food galore. It's a great cause. At the aquarium on the 23rd.
I forget the hours, though.
It starts any time after 5, I think.
Late afternoon. I forget, yep.
And Dave Goldstein, of course, our ACF president, is the head leader of this great event, and it's a must-go event. And purchase your ticket online,
because
they're
$50,
$65
right?
at the door, but again, it's all going for the good cause, for the benefit. So
for the aquarium.
Yeah,
right.
For the aquarium. And thank you, Dave. Dave was here last week, and I got something cooking with Dave.
Great. That's scary.
I know, but it's a good guy. Great.
Dave Forever. He's a wonderful guy. Dave does a wonderful job for the chefs here.
Yes,
in
he does, and he's involved with a lot, and he's got all my support and he helps out.
And how was his Nutella parfait?
Mamma mia, this guy is bringing in this Nutella parfait, and he came up with this idea, the walking or the street walking with the Nutella. Great take.
You didn't save one for me.
No, I didn't, but
two.
That's all right.
We'll have... Who's counting?
I know Nancy Adler was yelling at me after, how many did you have? You know, that's not the way. You should have one. Somebody, you know, okay. Anyhow, Brianna, would you like to bring on our good friend? I think we're going to do a quick...
Eduardo!
I love you, Giuseppe.
I love you more, Eduardo, but I'm hungry.
You're hungry.
I'm hungry.
We're hungry.
It's fun. It's the reason why I'm here, with the blessing of everyone around.
And the one-year anniversary is approaching.
Yeah. Very sad. So, our dear friend Ed, it's always with us, always will be a great dear friend, not my best friend ever. And I'd like to truly dedicate my next show to him on the 23rd. We do a lot of Ed takes, some of the old takes, the shows, a lot of fun. But Ed and I really were bad. We're part of the trio with Walt and some of the other guys. So, Ed, we always remember you. And Ray Rastelli was here at the same studio a while ago with Ed, and that's why he's back today. And
I was there.
Ryan, thank you for supporting the show and making this happen.
Thank you.
We always made fun, and that's what this show is all about. Right, Brianna? Have you ever seen anything like that? Food, wine, beer? Just leave the ABC out, you know? And they're probably going to wait for us when we leave. We're going to tell all our listeners who's going to be next week. Tropicana is going to be on. Chef Dimitri with the Seafood Week, Seafood Festival coming up, Seafood Week. The Knife and Fork.
Yes. Chef Hunsiger.
Yes.
And Ryan Bray, the general manager.
Yes.
I was there for dinner Saturday night with friends.
Yes.
Another wonderful veal chop.
Mm-mm.
And dinner and good time.
Celebrating their reopening of
Doc's
Oysters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Harry's, of course, at the casino, but Doc's Oysters has been in business for 100 years, and they just added X amount of seats.
Right.
Now they have a total of 300 and some seats, so... What a operation in town, but the Knife and Fork run beautifully by Chef Jim, so we'll have him on next week, and so on and so on. Do we have time to cook another pasta dish? Yes. Tell me. 1 minute. Oh. There's a lot of things we can do in a minute.
Well,
we can live a lifetime in a minute.
Well, I think we had two wonderful guests today, and we both wish you, Joe and I, continued success in your ventures, and... can't wait for the next iteration of all your beers, and I can't wait when I come back from vacation to take a day trip with two coolers.
That. That's terrific.
Or maybe
Thank
three.
Yeah.
Or I'll buy one there.
There you go.
I surely like to do the same and thank Cape May Brewery, Ryan, and we'll have you on again.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And Ray Rastelli, the one and only corporation that I really, truly I'm proud to sponsor, have them as a sponsor, and you name it, for the love of food, which is incredible, but that's really, that take is great. So, Mr. Rastelli, thank you so much.
Joe, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and we're very
proud
to be part of
your
show.
I hope you're
going to
send maybe Chris soon. We're going to have him and talk about the how we came up with the design of the store and everything else. And so, to all our listeners, give us a call. Have a great week. Go out and eat. Mention Joe's Table for Two. Maybe you get a free limoncello here, a free appetizer there, but just mention Joe's Table for Two. Website magazine is going to be released within the next couple. It actually almost ready, but we have to put a lot more content. So thank you for being part of our show this past couple of hours. Or maybe we should stay for the next hour and have Brandon wait until 2 o'clock. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Live and local radio you can depend on.